Hi, I'm Denslow Brown. I appreciate you taking these few minutes to hear about the coach approach for organizers training. If you know me or have heard me speak recently, you know that in the last decade I've been trained and certified as a coach and have added coaching to my organizing work. I'm passionate about the combination of coaching and organizing and what that combo can do for our businesses, our lives, and our clients. As an organizer, I want to bring clients the bigger transformations I hear them hoping for behind the litany of frustration they share when they first call. They say, I want to live in a sane and welcoming home. I want to have productive and flowing work days. I want days full of activities that move me forward rather than living in regroup and catch-up mode all the time. What I knew before I had coach training was that when I finished a client's job, I felt like what I call a drive-by organizer. The client's space was beautiful and organized as I backed out of their driveway after the last session, but it was likely to start to drift back toward the earlier chaos before their check cleared. Sure, I could stay in touch and help them with maintenance issues, but what happened to their hopes of using the new order for a life transformed? You may know that I've taught workshops for both NAPO and the NSGCD on coaching skills and insights, and that included content I developed by applying coaching techniques in an organizing context. Though quite well received, this sharing has been brief because of the one-session nature of the conference and teleclass presentation formats. So I'm thrilled to combine my passion for organizing and coaching into a solid coaching training program designed specifically for organizers. I also asked an extraordinary coaching colleague, Cameron Gott, to train with me. Many organizers feel themselves to be coaches already. The term coaching is familiar to us in many contexts, and as an organizer's experience grows, they and their clients realize that constructive and supportive conversation is a useful part of the organizing process. Ironically, actual coaching skills are quite different from those supportive pep talks or insightful strategies. Organizers sell their expertise in physical energy. A coach's expertise is in finding the expertise of their clients. By necessity, coaches have to set their own insights and problem-solving skills aside for the client's inner answers to blossom. The client's aha experience connects them to the necessary changes in their own behavior, like no great solution from another person can. In practice, coaching skills and organizing skills are a powerful combination to bring to a client. But learning coaching skills, knowing which set of skills to bring forward, and learning how to shift oneself from the answer expert to the empowerer is what this course is all about. Three essential elements have been carefully drawn into the structure of this training program. The first is professionalism. This is top-notch training providing relevant, cutting-edge material and information. Between us, Cam and I have close to 20 years of coaching experience and training. The curriculum and class agendas are solid. We've been certified as coaches by the rigorous program of the International Coaching Federation, and we've each graduated from two respected and extensive coach training programs. Secondly, we provide a supportive learning environment. There's lots of space to learn and try different skills from both instructors and other students. There's open communication for students to ask for what they need and to impact the emphasis of the training to meet those needs. There's humor in the training too, which makes the learning more memorable and the learning process more enjoyable. The third essential element of the training is applicability. We developed a coaching model expressly for organizers. You will be able to apply this new knowledge and your skills immediately into your existing organizing business, using coaching with existing clients. The only question is, how far do you want to take these skills? You can actually go really far. The Coach Approach training is for organizers who want to reach a greater range of clients and or offer deeper services to the target market they already work with. It's for organizers who are looking to broaden the packages or product lines they can offer clients or who have an eye to providing a less physically intense kind of service as they age. The organizers who have gone through our training report greater understanding of their clients and greater motivation from them for the work they were hired to do. They have more confidence in dealing with sticky client situations and more authentic and open communication with their clients. Primarily, the organizers who take this training are voracious learners determined to provide excellent and lasting service to their clients. I thought it would be interesting for you to hear a few audio snippets from the actual Coach Approach training. To set them up, let me put them in context. In our training, we emphasize two areas of study: skills development and skills implementation. Skills development includes in-depth instruction, expert modeling, and relevant skills practice. Skills implementation provides important strategies to support the choices each organizer can make about how to weave coaching into their businesses. We've got some samples of each. As an example of in-depth instruction, here's a bit of a class during the ADD organizing module of the Coach Approach training. In this class, we were talking about how to work with an ADD or other client in those situations when a new organizing system becomes unclear to them, or in a shift suddenly doubtfully received by the client. Coach skills learned in the class inform an organizer's handling of organizing strategy. In the systems section, that third point, brainstorm several options, I just wanted to say a little bit about that. If it's unclear with a client, if you can't come upon a system that you feel that you can feel clarity, that they feel clarity about why this is the best way to proceed, then it can be useful to acknowledge that there are several ways to proceed and that you're in a sort of experiment. You're going to try this one because this is the best information you have. This sounds like it fits, but let's see how it works. Let's see how it works, and we'll probably learn something by using it, and we'll modify how it works down the road. And so this sets up an expectation that you're in a process, that their input on it, they may not have input now, they may not be clear now, they may not have good answers to your powerful questions about what they want or what they're doing with different things, but you can help them be in a process and, again, help track what they're learning, what they're understanding, what you're learning and understanding about how systems work for them by seeing that there are different options and that you're determined to work through those choices with them. ADDers like novelty, and that point is that often a system will work great. They'll be very enthusiastic about it for a few weeks, and then it'll kind of wear off. And this is how you know if you have a system that really suits or not, is by understanding what part of it worked, what part of it didn't work. Almost any system, there's some of us with ADD, almost any new system, just a new system, any system at all is so great, but it doesn't mean it fits them. And it may work for, again, a couple weeks, but it doesn't hold. As part of skills development, we also provide expert modeling of coaching in action. This bit of audio comes right on the heels of a coaching demonstration and shows the learning that results from it. I had just coached my co-trainer, Cam, on the very real issues of balancing parenting and a successful business. The students were asked to listen to us, both the coach and the client, closely, identifying coaching skills, listening for shifts in the client's perspective, listening for differences between what I demonstrated as a coach and what an organizer might do. Here's a bit of what happened in class. Okay, stepping out of the coaching scenario, class, observations. What'd you hear?
I heard my own inner expert the whole time.
Who's that?
Ann in D.C.
Oh, hi, Ann.
I mean, I have such a similar life right now to that I was beating down my self-talk. My daughter just turned 4, you know, so I'm beating down all of the, some of the expert of, well, this might work and this might work, and some of the just commiserating.
Well, at least you heard them. That's really important. As long as you're hearing it and recognizing it, that's okay. It's when you're not hearing it in the sense of it's just you, you know, blurting.
Yeah.
If you're in a coaching situation, blurting the expert.
Who else observations on the coaching?
This is Ann.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually didn't hear the expert. I was really listening to the dialogue between the two of you, and I wasn't going to problem-solving mode. So that was interesting for me, because usually that's what I tend to do. Uh-huh. But what I did hear, and what I think really started compelling Cam into looking at it differently, was that you, as I think it fell under entertain an alternative perspective, Denslow,
mm-hmm.
when you asked him, if you were one of your clients, what might it look like?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Cam went into, that he would give himself a break, and you asked, what would that look like? And so I think that just moved him into a different perspective, to where he could start to feel better about his situation.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, you gave him a great acknowledgement that it's great that he's willing to be such an active father, and that, you know, it's not easy for any parent to be a working parent.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's an acknowledgement. It's also normalizing, too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
The third strong component of skills development is relevant skill practice. Coach Approach students meet weekly in small teleconferences to practice the skills they're learning in class. On these calls, the organizers take turn being the coach, the client, and the observer, exploring and experiencing the coaching skills they learned that week in class. This audio snippet is a brief discussion of one of those small group coaching sessions and a couple of the skills learned.
This is Janine.
Hi, Janine.
Hi. You sat in on our group, and I just wanted to say that I think you were accurate in your observation that, at least for me as client, the reframing and the endorsing lightened me up. I was playing the role of one of my clients, and it really I could see how those skills really had an impact, even though I wasn't actually worrying about the stuff personally that I was talking about. If I had been, I did make a shift regardless, and so that's great. I hadn't actually thought it through that well in my head to articulate it. So you're right.
Yeah, it allows for possibilities. Mm-hmm. Like there's this sort of narrow passageway I have to go through.